Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I gotta tell ya, life can feel like a non-stop pressure cooker sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and deadlines. And let's be real, we all mess up. We make mistakes, say the wrong things, or fall short of our own goals. But here's the thing. Holding on to guilt and resentment just weighs us down. It's like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. It makes every step heavier. Today, we're diving into something super important. How to practice self-forgiveness. This isn't about letting off the hook for bad behavior, okay? This is about being kind to ourselves, acknowledging our imperfections, and moving forward with grace. Because holding on to past mistakes just keeps us stuck. It's like getting tripped up on a loose thread while trying to run a marathon. You gotta cut that thread and keep going. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you tap into the power of self-forgiveness. 1. Understand your why. Think about why you're holding on to this guilt or shame. What's the story you're telling yourself? Is it rooted in a fear of failure, perfectionism, or some past hurt? Getting to the root cause is like shining a flashlight on that dusty corner of your mind. It helps you see things more clearly. 2. Acknowledge your mistakes without beating yourself up. This one's tough, but essential. Say it out loud, "I messed up." Own your actions without letting the words become weapons against yourself. You're human. We all make mistakes. It's part of the learning process. 3. Practice empathy. Imagine talking to a friend who made the same mistake. What would you say? Probably something kind and understanding, right? Well, extend that same compassion to yourself. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you'd offer a dear friend. 4. Make amends when possible. If your mistake hurt someone else, take responsibility and apologize sincerely. Making things right can be a powerful way to heal both yourself and the other person involved. It's like taking a band-aid off a wound. It might sting for a moment, but it allows healing to begin. 5. Focus on growth. See mistakes as opportunities for learning and growth. What can you take away from this experience? How can you do things differently next time? This is where the real magic happens. Turning a setback into a stepping stone. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a super important project at work. You pour your heart and soul into it, but then, bam, a crucial file gets accidentally deleted. Talk about a sinking feeling. Your first instinct might be to berate yourself for the mistake, replaying the moment over and over in your mind. But here's where self-forgiveness comes in. Take a deep breath, acknowledge that it happened, and learn from it. Did you have a backup file? Maybe there's a new system you can implement to prevent this in the future. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It doesn't define your worth or your ability to succeed. You're allowed to mess up. Okay, so let me recap those key takeaways one more time. 1, figure out why you're holding on to that guilt or shame. 2, own up to your mistakes without beating yourself up. 3, be kind and understanding towards yourself, just like you would be with a friend. 4, make amends when necessary, but don't dwell on the past. And 5, focus on growth and learning from your experiences. Remember, self-forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning your mistakes. It's about releasing the grip they have on you and moving forward with a lighter heart. So go out there, embrace your imperfections, and know that you are worthy of love and forgiveness, starting with yourself. Let me know what you think. Share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about self-forgiveness. It might just change their life. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily tips on tapping out of overstimulation and living your best life. I'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.